Welcome to the New Covenant Christian Community Church podcast. Join us as Pastor Jack and other NC4 staff challenge us with a message from God's Word.
It's wonderful that we're all here together here in the name of Jesus to celebrate the installation of a new pastor. As a congregation, both in Mukunji and here in Bethel, we've been waiting for this for months, yeah? And so this is a big morning, and we're really happy about it. Now, I'm not going to go through a whole biographical thing regarding Ian and Selene and all of that. We've been doing that for a couple months as well. But what we're about here this morning is a service of installation. What does that mean? It is the sacrament of the laying on of hands that's mentioned throughout the scriptures, but a foundational sacrament according to the author of Hebrews. At NC4, we ordain elders and deacons, and we install our pastors because it's a gift. And that is what we're about to do this morning. And to that end, I want to read from the seed plot of setting in someone to an office of authority. I'm reading from the book of Numbers, chapter 27, beginning in verse 15. Moses spoke to the Lord, saying, "Let the Lord, the God of the spirits of all flesh, appoint a man over this congregation, who shall go out before them and come in before them, who shall lead them out and bring them in, that the congregation of the Lord may not be as sheep that have no shepherd." So the Lord said to Moses, "Well, take Joshua, the son of Nun, a man in whom is the Spirit, and lay your hand on him. Make him stand before Eleazar the priest and the congregation, and then commission him in their sight." I love this. "You shall invest him with some of your authority that all the congregation of the people of Israel would obey." And Moses did as the Lord commanded him. He took Joshua, made him stand before Eleazar the priest and the whole congregation, and he laid his hands on him and commissioned him as the Lord directed through Moses. So I want to introduce this ceremony by just offering a couple of thoughts about this thing called installation, the setting in of a pastor through the laying on of hands, what it means. Firstly, we need to realize this church is not making a pastor this morning. Are you there? The Holy Spirit makes pastors, yeah? And the church merely ratifies what the Holy Spirit is already doing. So Ian's gift and Selena's gifts, plural, as well are given by God and have been proven in other churches. Battelle of Europe, most immediately, International Church of Prague. And so we're ratifying what God has done and shown himself faithful to do in those other venues. Secondly, the laying on of hands is a sacrament. By that, I mean this. It's a portal of special grace. Our obedience to do it releases the Holy Spirit in such a way that, Ian, you'll be able to live out what this sacrament declares, okay? So this isn't just like an empty gesture. This isn't nicey-nicey. We're doing something important here. When we believed and expect impartation to happen this morning as we lay hands on Ian and Selena. And finally, this is a family matter, right? This can only happen within the context of the community of a local church. Paul writes to Timothy, "I hope to come to you soon, but I'm writing these things to you so that if I delay, you may know how one ought to behave in the household of God, which is the church of the living God, or the family of God, the pillar and the ground of all truth." If you want to know what truth is, you got to run it through family and see how it works. Huh? And that's what we're doing this morning. So, truth evidences itself in the church as the family of God and together and under authority. Amen.
Thanks for listening. For info about NC4, visit our website at www.nc4.org.